Hello and welcome to Indiana Arts Desk. I'm Marcus Jackman. Coming up tonight, Don't Feed the Animals, in the basement of the Harrison Center for the Arts in Indy. What do I mean? Well, you'll have to stay tuned. But first, when nature attacks environmental issues. Dave Ponce has been a fan of comic strips for years, so when some manufacturers of natural cleaning products approached him looking for a project to support the environmental movement, his choice for a medium was easy. As the strip began to take shape, Ponce sought out an old friend, artist Dan Wright, who had drawn a daily syndicated comic strip for 4 years, to be his collaborator. Wright says they begin each comic strip together.
Well, for right now, the process looks a lot like goofing off. Dave and I will sit at the Panera Bread, usually, or, you know, wherever else we can find where we don't get kicked out for not ordering any food, and you know, preferably someplace with internet access, and Dave and I will sit and think ideas and read a lot of environmental news, or, you know, one of us may have an idea that we come to the table with that particular week, an environmental idea that we want to toss around and throw to the characters and see what they have to say about it.
The comic strip is Rustle the Leaf. The characters themselves are all wandering pieces of nature. The title character, Rustle the Leaf, his best friend Rudy, an acorn sprout, Dandy is a dandelion seed, and Paige, the water droplet. Through these voices, Ponce says, they can talk about the sometimes frustrating issues of the environment.
It's not preachy. I mean, it's sometimes poignant, and it can be a little bit, you know, sort of pull the heartstrings. But we're hoping to never become a political or politically driven kind of entity because we have characters that need to say stuff and live their lives. They're weird characters, but they're characters, they're people nevertheless.
How can it be character-driven and not political when you start it up with at least a social agenda? The mission statement is about putting environmental issues out there and either packaging them in a certain way or making them understood in a certain way, and then you have characters to serve that.
I think it's
how can you say it's not
a
political?
That's a really good question. Yeah. I mean, it's and one that we've visited back and forth because, yeah, we've certainly dealt with political issues from time to time in the strip, and the characters certainly are aware of our national politic and even our global politic, but we're trying for a nice balance where the humor's not all coming from the character simply riffing on a political view or that political view. The humor, we're really attempting for the humor to come from the personalities of who the characters are.
Our goal is for this to become less about whether you're in a red state or a blue state or whether you have a certain group of political stripes, and more about the fact that no matter what you believe, politically or spiritually or otherwise, all of us are riding on this same planet. And all of these things that happen around us affect us all equally. So, you know, our goal is to get the environmental movement into a broader discussion that's beyond special interests and sort of political posturing.
Wright says he always tries to remember what Charles Schulz says about being in the business of making funny pictures. For this strip, that means a certain whimsical reality, where a leaf can hold a pencil, for example. But even the aesthetic style has to fit the theme and the goal, he says.
I'm after an organic feel to the strips themselves. I mean, yes, it's comics, so you've got a very, it's newspaper strip sorts of comics, so you've got a very limited space.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, in addition to it being fun to look at, you know, I'm trying to communicate as quickly as I can, because brevity is the rule in a newspaper comic, as quickly as I can, the joke being told without telegraphing or giving away what a punchline is prior to getting there.
Every strip of Rustle the Leaf is available online, as well as links to all the many organizations who carry the weekly comic, from many chapters of the Sierra Club to a preschool to a council of black professional engineers. Ponce is proud of the wide appeal of Russell because their goal, first of all, is to encourage environmentalists.
You know, the reason that so many people are coming to us is because these comics do something that's never really been done within this range of topics before. And it's a lot of fun, but it's also real in the sense that the emotions and the realities it conveys are something that people relate to every day.
Russell's home on the web is Rustle the Leaf. That's R-U-S-T-L-E, the leaf, all one word, .com.